This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the final week of middle summer. Sit in your cell as in paradise, stated the 15th century monk St. Romuald. Watch your thoughts, he said, like a good fisherman watching fish. Empty yourself completely and sit waiting, content with the grace of God like the chick who tastes nothing and eats nothing but what his mother brings him. Now, a green frog lives in the pond near my house, and he doesn't seem to mind that I watch him. When I'm sitting on the bench close to the pond, he will jump right up on the stones I have placed around the water's edge, and there he will stay for as long as I care to stay, motionless and without affect, betraying no emotion. Although I sometimes hear him croak in the night, he is always quiet when I am watching, both of us in our cells, so to speak. For a while, I waited to see if my frog would actually do something. Maybe he would catch a fly, I thought, or dive in after a piece of fish food that was floating by. But the frog soon taught me that there was nothing to do. And when I try to understand my frog, there is really nothing for me to do but surmise, conjecture, and imagine. The frog vigil is a tabula rasa, a blank slate for my mind and body. Now, if I were a naturalist or a scientist, I would stay by the water as long as it took to know exactly what this frog ate and where he slept, and really how long he could stay out of the water and how far he could jump. If I were an academic, then I would learn all of those things and much more. But the frog seems to be teaching me to leave the world of reason and specifics behind. And so I'm free to contemplate the frog in itself. I can rest lightly in his impassivity. He is, after all, in his cell. He seems to be empty, content, waiting for grace in paradise. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of late summer. In the meantime, find your cell and wait.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.